The Significance of Christmas. Certain occasions, considered either collectively or individually, and observed properly, tend to give the activity of man infinite scope. But mere merrymaking or needless gift-giving is not that in which human capacities find the most appropriate and proper exercise. Christmas respects the Christ too much to submerge itself in merely temporary means and ends. It represents the eternal informing soul recognized only in harmony, in the beauty and bounty of life everlasting, in the truth that is life, the life that heals and saves mankind. An eternal Christmas would make matter an alien, save as phenomenon, and matter would reverentially withdraw itself before mind. The despotism of material sense or the flesh would flee before such reality to make room for substance, and the shadow of frivolity and the inaccuracy of material sense would disappear. In Christian Science, Christmas stands for the real, the absolute and eternal, for the things of spirit, not of matter. Science is divine. It hath no partnership with human means and ends, no halfway stations. Nothing conditional or material belongs to it. Human reason and philosophy may pursue paths devious, the line of liquids, the lure of gold, the doubtful sense that falls short of substance, the things hoped for, and the evidence unseen. The basis of Christmas is the rock, Christ Jesus. Its fruits are inspiration and spiritual understanding of joy and rejoicing, not because of tradition, usage, or corporeal pleasures, but because of fundamental and demonstrable truth, because of the heaven within us. The basis of Christmas is love loving its enemies, returning good for evil, love that suffereth long and is kind. The true spirit of Christmas elevates medicine to mind. It casts out evils, heals the sick, raises the dormant faculties, appeals to all conditions, and supplies every need of man. It leaves hygiene, medicine, ethics, and religion to God and His Christ, to that which is the way, in word and in deed, the way, the truth, and the life. There is but one Jesus Christ on record. Christ is incorporeal. Neither the you nor the I in the flesh can be or is Christ.